Klamath County Sheriff's deputies continue to search for a missing Lapine man who was last seen Sunday morning. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer has the latest.
77-year-old Donald Jones took off in his car from his home just south of Lapine Sunday morning. His wife Ruth is distraught because he was recently diagnosed with Alzheimer's and shouldn't be driving.
I should have taken his license and keys away from him, but I didn't do it. You know, I just felt like that was too much for him, you know. I just wish I would have taken his keys away from him. But I'm sure he would have fought. He probably hit me if I took his keys away because he was starting to get violent, you know.
Jones is driving a 1994 blue two-door Buick Regal, Oregon license plate, XLC-991. He's 5'8 with a thin build, blue eyes, and gray hair. His debit card activity shows he stopped to get gas in Eagle Point near Medford on Sunday. Anyone with information is asked to call the Klamath County Sheriff's Office. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110. KBND.
The Bend Park and Rec Board drew up a wish list of projects for a proposed $31 million bond at last night's meeting. An article in the Bulletin says a $4 million ice rink and event center project tops the list. The board identified 8 projects for the money. They include a passageway for floaters at the Colorado Avenue Dam, upgrades to the Deschutes River Trail, and addressing sediment buildup in Mirror Pond. Board Chairman Ted Schoenborn says the bond would be repaid through property tax assessments. It would cost the average homeowner less than $50 a year. Bend police say an old scam has returned. Scammers call seniors claiming to be a grandchild who's in jail in another country and need bail money. The scammer then has a fake official get on the phone to verify the need and ask that the money be sent quickly by Western Union. Lieutenant Brian Kendall says, talk to your parents and tell them to verify on their own who the caller is.
This is not a legitimate phone call. Don't engage with these folks because this is not the way a reputable government agency would work. So, and it does not work that way. So you got to take a second and hang up and then call these folks. If this was Mike, you got to call Mike's parents and track him down and you can work from there.
Kendall says letting seniors know that there are scammers waiting to target them is important. He says it might be a good idea to keep tabs on the parents' bank account. Detectives with the Central Oregon Drug Enforcement Team make a drug bust that produces 10 grams of heroin and 7 grams of methamphetamine. Officers arrested 28-year-old Sean Flores of Bend and 39-year-old Barrett Hamilton of Redmond. The two were the focus of a short-term narcotics investigation into the selling and manufacturing of heroin distributed in the Deschutes County area. The two are charged with unlawful possession, manufacture, and distribution of heroin, and unlawful possession of meth. Well, it's a surprise for economists and not a happy one. The Oregon unemployment rate held steady at 8.8% in February, while the state lost thousands of jobs.
This is quite a steep loss.
And an unexpected one, according to Oregon employment economist Nick Belaichik, who says the state lost 6,400 jobs in February.
It follows a pretty good gain the month before, and what we really need to do is wait for a couple more months to see where this trend is taking us.
Meaning it's too soon to say that the recovery is stalled, but Belaichik calls the February report surprising, given the slow but generally improving trends in the economy. John Erickson, 1110 KBND Radio News.
And in other Oregon economic news, investment website MoneyRates.com ranks Oregon in the lower tier on its list of best states to make a living. Oregon is ranked 38th in the survey. That is up from 45th last year. The rankings are based in part on average yearly income, which is just under $34,000 in Oregon compared to just over $30,000 in 2011. The website says even though Oregon is showing improvement, its high unemployment rate and its high cost of living keep it on the lower end of the rankings. And Google wants to know why your business doesn't have a website. The company has teamed up with the state of Oregon and several local organizations. They'll help business owners build basic websites for free during a two-day workshop in Northeast Portland next Monday and Tuesday.
It's a three-page website, and it's free for the first year. After that, it will be $6.99 per month.
Rebecca Ginsburg with Google says 57% of Oregon businesses do not have websites because owners think they're too expensive, hard to build, and time-consuming to maintain. You can find details on the workshop and an online tutorial on the web. Just Google Oregon Get Your Business Online. For these stories and more, check us out online anytime at KBND.com, and we will get you instant updates on breaking news when you follow us on Twitter. Our next local newscast comes up at 6:35 this morning. I'm Dave Jarvis for News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us.